listening to the Oklahoma Math Podcast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Oklahoma Academic Standards for Mathematics webinar hosted by myself, Levi Patrick. I'm the Director of Secondary Mathematics here at the Department of Education. And
I'm Robin Lindsman. I'm the Director of Elementary Mathematics here at the State Department.
And we're excited to bring to you all a very short kind of presentation about some of the goings-on related to our standards adoption, and implementation. So we want to kind of kick off right there, Robin, I think. So will you just tell folks a little bit about where they can go get the standards and what all we have at our website?
So if you're curious to see the process that has gotten us to where we are, the web page is here at the top. It is a link off of the State Department's final web page. And when you go to that, you'll see about halfway in the middle that there is the final draft of our standards that you can look at. There's also a great document there called What You Need to Know. These are questions and answers that you may need to know, information, and some things that will help you understand where we are in the process.
So that's a pretty comprehensive document. So in the What You Need to Know, you're going to find timeline information, writing team information, folks who are on the steering committee. You're going to read about House Bill 3399, which is the one that actually repealed Common Core and put us into this process. I think we even have copies of the letters of support there, but just in case you want even more letters of support, if you scroll down the page, you'll see a button here at the bottom that says See Support Letters, and you can actually click on that and find different ones to download.
You could also, if you're still interested in sending a letter of support on behalf of you or your organization, there is an email address there and a web address or a mailing address that you can send in your letter of support as we go through this process.
So just one more time, I want to go back in this table on the left-hand side. You can get the English language arts standards there on the left, and they actually have them by grade level, or you can download the entire mathematics standards document there. And that's where you'll find our introduction to our standards. You'll find our grade-specific ones. You'll find the vertical alignments, which that's received a lot of praise and excitement from folks. And then also we have our glossary. Is there anything else I'm missing there?
Some tables in the back to help understand our standards a little bit better and easier to read.
Yeah, so if you're just interested in, you know, what are the fluency expectations grade by grade, we have that table in the glossary just for your convenience. We also have some good information in there about what we're most excited about really is about the mathematical actions and processes, which we'll be exploring on next month's webinar, but we'll tell you more about that then. But that is detailed just briefly on, I think, pages 6 and 7 or 7 and 8 of the standards document.
Yep.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about what's happening now. Our standards have been adopted by the State Board, and the Regents for Higher Education have certified them as college and career ready. But where else are we? What else is going on in the process?
Well, right now they're sitting over at the Oklahoma Legislature waiting on their approval. And so we are in week 4 of the legislative session. We have 30 work days that they have to implement these or adopt these. And that 30th day will be March 23rd.
March 23rd. Okay, so just a recap for anybody who's catching up with how it all works. By March 23rd, a couple things can happen. So if nothing happens, on March 23rd, we have automatic approval of the standards.
Correct.
What happens if they don't do anything by the 23rd? If they do something by the 23rd, what could they do?
By the 23rd, if they'd like to move quicker, then they could file a joint resolution, which would start in either the House or the Senate.
Okay.
It would then be approved by that House and immediately sent to the other House.
And that joint resolution could do, what are the different options?
Could do many things. It could accept them as they are,
okay,
and it could repeal them as they are.
And send us back to pass.
And send us back to pass.
Okay.
Or it could accept them with some changes, and they could submit some changes. Now, if whatever they do in House number 1 has to be done exactly the same in House number 2.
Okay, so it's actually, there's got to be a lot of agreement, so we've got to have all the senators and representatives on the same page.
At least a majority of both.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
All right, so, and that's all defined in House Bill 3399, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so here we are. It's February. We spent the last 9 months getting ourselves to this point. We have a great standards document that we're very proud of. Our writing team has just done some amazing work. But we are still waiting a little bit on the legislature to kind of get that final bit of approval, hopefully. Meanwhile, here we're working hard to make sure that we're ready to get the ball rolling as soon as we can. So let's talk about a little bit about what's going on with that. So I'll kick us off with the the implementation brief. So just so folks know, we'll be sending this out. It'll be available on OKMathTeachers.com, on the State Department of Ed website. It's already on OKMath, the Facebook group, which we'll share in a moment. These implementation briefs will be coming out weekly. Monthly. Weekly would be a lot of extra work. So we'll stick with monthly. So we have on the implementation brief for February, we outlined our timeline for implementation support. The first one is actually almost done. We've been working with Think Through Math, who's been extremely helpful, and then our Central Mathematics Consortium, with some support from folks from the Northeastern Math Consortium, have really just taken a wonderful leadership role in working on crosswalks and side-by-sides. So you've seen them. What do you think about them?
I think they're so easy to read. They start off with what you have to know about teaching next year, things that are going to be essential for you to add into your path. And then it breaks down every objective, talks about where it came from, how it relates to past. Is it different? Is it new? Has it changed? Is the depth? And then at the very bottom, it gives you a deeper idea of, based from past to the new standards, where have things gone? So if you look at this and you don't see a certain standard that you've always taught, it'll tell you where it's gone. It's very easy to read, well lined out, and we have it for every subject, PK through algebra.
Every grade, not every subject.
Every grade.
So and English is working on their own version of something like that, but we haven't seen it, so we can't really speak to how nice it probably is. But we're really happy with ours at this point for mathematics. So our expected timeline was late February 2016. I think we're going to hit that. I think we're going to have this Friday, the consortium is going to be doing a proofreading of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think after that, we can do a get out a draft to the public. And what we want to make sure that everybody knows is that it is a working document. So if people find better linkages between standards from past or the new standards, they should share that information. And also, we want to just keep encouraging the sharing of ideas. If somebody out there has done something that they find to be useful, let's share it. We'll push it out there. We'll make sure that the other 520-some-odd districts have access to that. That's so important for us to grow.
One of my favorite things that they'll be adding in with these crosswalks and side-by-sides are some guiding questions. So as a PLC or as a team, if you're sitting down and looking at these and trying to decipher what's new, what's changed in the standards, there's some guiding questions to help walk you through. So it's not just a surface-level introduction to the standards. You really will get an in-depth look at the standards and see really what the writers meant when they wrote these standards and the implementations for changing our teaching practices here in Oklahoma.
Yeah, so those guiding questions are important because I think we've all said it's nice to have the resource. Like it makes us feel good that we have the resource, but the most important and critical thing for a teacher to do is to investigate that deeply. And that doesn't happen just with a side-by-side in your hand. It happens with really asking hard questions about what's changing and what do you need to, how do you respond? So I think that's going to be exciting. So let's talk about also what's coming up in the future. So we also are going to be doing some webinars, and this is our kickoff. So tell us a little bit about the vision for that.
This is our kickoff. We want to be out here for you once a month, giving you where we are, giving you an update so you know what to expect in the upcoming months as things get really busy for you, so you know where we are. We will have our next webinar next month on March 24th at 10 o'clock in the morning. All of these webinars will be live at the time, but they will also be recorded, and they will also be posted on the State Department website on that first linkage that you had. We'll also send the links out via Twitter and Facebook so everybody knows. Short, sweet, and grab your popcorn and have some fun.
Yeah, okay, well, maybe we'll have to make popcorn next time. So, okay, so let's see if this moves on a little bit. So I think one of the things I'm also really excited about is a lot of people are asking me, you know, what do we do in the next year or 2 years? People made a lot of efforts to implement Common Core when we were doing Common Core as a state. And I think a lot of people felt like the rug was pulled out from underneath them at the very end of it, right? They put themselves into a situation where they'd worked hard for 2 or 3 years to get that implemented. So they're saying to us, what do we do now? How do we actually transition successfully? So we have some cool ideas about that with sample transition plans. Do you want to elaborate on that?
And these will be coming out early next month. But what we hope to provide to the districts across the state are just some sample transition plans. No matter if you're a small school or a large school, or you have a large curriculum department, or yours has been scaled back because of budget cuts, we hope to give you some sample transition plans that you can look at and really find what will exactly work for your district and for your teachers to help move from PASS into the new Oklahoma academic standards in a slow, pace over the next year so that come 2017-18, when assessments are implemented, you will be ready to say that you are 100% teaching the new standards.
So we actually, and that's actually one thing that we're still trying to figure out, is how to make sure that we give people sample plans that make them, that help them maybe serve as a launching point rather than a kind of a restricted kind of space. So I think one of the things we wrote here, like you mentioned, is that hopefully it'll address multiple size school districts, but also their pace. So some districts are saying, you know what, we're probably going to be teaching PASS next year, right? Yeah. If the test is going to be over PASS, if we felt like we got burned once before, so we don't want to make that transition very quickly, we'll give them a transition plan that says, sure, we understand, you know, wanting to take it cautiously, but here are some of the essential things that you should still do, even if you're going to take kind of that slow transition plan.
Exactly. And then some grades, especially like PK through 2, that aren't held to assessments, they may want to jump in with 2 feet, and they may want to jump straight to the new standards next year. So with all the plans, will have different sizes, different time frames, and different pacing for whatever works for you. You can piecemeal them together, or you can use them to spur your own ideas for what works for you, what works best.
Great. So we want to run through a few of these other things. Those are the things that are happening more immediately. But Robin and I are, and folks here at the department and members from the consortia have been giving us feedback, and from the Oklahoma Mathematics Alignment, Alliance, have been giving us feedback. And so we're working on some cool other plans. So we want to briefly tell you about those. We're going to work on a product that we've called PD on Your Plan. And actually, we've tried this out a little bit in the past, but PD on Your Plan will just simply be maybe 5 or 10 minute learning experiences for teachers to go through that they can actually do on their plan period, because we know that there's really not a lot of time for teachers to take out of their day to learn other things. But this is so critical that we are, you know, carefully investigating and deeply investigating our pedagogical understanding and our content knowledge. We also have some ideas for some summits, places where we could bring together our experts around the state and create resources. What about the curriculum frameworks? What are you excited about with that?
I'm most excited that the frameworks are going to be a document that you can put in your hand that are going to explain what these new standards mean. They're going to be written from the point of view of the writers of these standards. What were they thinking when they said this was most important for the Oklahoma students and the Oklahoma teachers right now? And so this will give some background information. It will also give you some content limits. So exactly, even though the standards are very precise and concise to the point, this will give you some more information along with some sample activities and sample practices that can be put into your classroom. And my favorite thing is going to be how we can intertwine the content standards and the processes that, and they will go together. Yeah. And so we can know how to not only change the standards we're teaching, but change the way we teach those standards to make it most beneficial for our students.
Great. I'm so excited about the frameworks. We're going to have, we're going to tell you guys a lot more in the future about the exemplary casting units effort, principal leadership, and the coaching network, the teacher leader and instructional coaching network. We can talk about that, all that in the future.
Yeah, we got next month.
I will just make a comment about the right-hand columns here. So we have math and ELA. So you see, in most cases, both of us are doing the same thing, but it's separated. We will have transition plans that hopefully will, you'll only be able to hold on to one transition plan. It won't be math specific or English specific. It'll be shared. So that's kind of the idea there. So let's talk a little bit more about some of the timeline issues. You already talked a little bit about it, but back in January, we had the State Board and Higher Regents who approved our standards. As you mentioned, February, hopefully it happens still in February, but it could go all the way to March.
Could go to March
23rd. And then basically as soon as we know, districts can begin implementation, but even before we know, districts can begin preparing for implementation. So we would just want to make sure that that's something that's really clear. We don't anticipate that there will be changes to the standards. So you could actually start some of that work at this point. But back to Robin's point, there are still a few outcomes that we need to consider that are possibilities, although we hope they are very small possibilities.
Exactly. And don't forget that the final draft of the standards that's been approved is on our webpage, and so there's the address there at the bottom again, so you can go download it in its entirety and begin the process of looking through them and diving in deep.
Perfect. So let's take one last look at another part of the timeline. So this one here kind of goes to this school year. It begins at this school year, 2015-2016, and of course we're still implementing PASS.
Right.
Next year, 2016-2017, we would hope that folks start implementing, and we think even if you still are focusing totally on past, you got to make sure that you're hitting some of those gap issues. So some standards that maybe move down a grade, if you don't teach it next year, we may have kiddos that don't get that at all.
Exactly. There's going to be imperatives that have to be taught from the new standards, because if not, there will be giant holes. And there's no way that foundation can be skipped and be built upon later.
So that's why the crosswalks and gap analysis is so important. That'll be coming out for everybody very soon. Next school year, again, we'll have the OCCT assessments the way that we have with field test items for our new standards. And then 17-18 is when we'll fully implement the new standards and also have our assessments fully aligned to the new standards. So that's the timeline. Most of that is defined in House Bill 3399, so it's not really up for us to say what the pace is. This is kind of what we're held to.
Yes, it's set for us.
So let's say that you have some other questions for us, a few ways that you can go about that. One way is you can email us or call us. And while we love emails and phone calls, the fact is that we are out of the office all the time, working with schools, working with teachers, going to meetings here and there. What we would recommend is to join our OK Math Facebook. So it's a group. It's a public group. You can ask to join. It's very easy. Just search in Facebook, hashtag OK Math, and you'll find a group that has just over 2,600 members now. And if you have a question, you can ask it there, and Robin and I will get back to you if we know it or if we're available. But then the amazing thing is that now you got 2,600 other math teachers in Oklahoma who can help you out.
It's a great way to put resources up there, post questions, and share resources. The other thing, too, is spurred off of this group are specific subject and grade level ones. So we have an elementary group, a sixth grade, a seventh grade, and that gets you a little more focused in with teachers just in your area, but it makes the great state of Oklahoma not so big when there's one format that brings us all together instantaneously.
Yeah, so just to reiterate, if you're an elementary teacher, I think the elementary teacher said, actually, we'd like to be in one big group. So that's hashtag OKMath, ELEM.
Right.
Right. But if you're a middle school teacher, it's easy. You just would join OK Math 6, OK Math 7, OK Math 8. And then high school, it's A1, G, A2. And I think we have a stats group as well.
I think so. They're floating out there.
Yeah, they're floating out there somewhere. So that's the short story about everything. Just a reminder, our next webinar is March 24th at 10 a.m. We hope to have you there. If we have a lot of folks on there, we'll do a question and answer period.
Definitely.
But we'll try to make sure that you guys have all the information you need, and we look forward to working with you closely over the next couple years.
You're listening to the Oklahoma Math Podcast.